This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac for the fourth week of early spring. It's the second week of the cabbage white butterfly moon, and it's the final week of the sun in Pisces. This week of the year, as early spring deepens and the sun moves from Pisces towards warming Aries, I keep looking for the colors and sounds that mark the path away from winter. When I look back at some of my notes, I see that tulips form one of the borders of time that appear between yellow daffodils and the gold of forsythia. After all, without such borders and markers, there is no time or spring at all. And markers like tulips are like themes and songs that weave great music. So like this week in 1983, I found the first tulips, and right then I found the first bluebells flowering in the park, and I saw my first green frog of the year. Now, like this year in 1995, when I saw the first tulip, I saw the first cabbage white butterfly, and it was looking for cabbage in my garden. Peony leaves were unraveling from their 10-inch stalks, and crocuses were in bloom, and the first pollen was forming on the pussy willows. This week in 2007, when the first tulip bloomed, the first leaves came out on the raspberry bushes. And this week in 2016... when I found new red tulips in the garden, I saw that golden forsythia buds were starting to come undone. And Mary Sue sent a note saying she had seen a bright yellow goldfinch. And so tulips lead me through frogs and bluebells and butterflies and crocuses and pussy willows and finches. And pretty soon, I'll get to April. This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the fifth week of early spring and the third week of the cabbage white butterfly moon. In the meantime, why not watch for the first tulips? Who knows where they'll take you?
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at wyso.org.